helping heroes achieve the American dream of home ownership. Oh, this is what we're talking about today. And there was an amazing ceremony during 4th of July week on July 5th to break ground on 56 new homes for low-income veterans and their families. It was many people working together, the California Department of Veterans Affairs, CalVet, and also Homes for Families, a sister organization to Habitat for Humanity. And so we are joined by Bridget Mills from Habitat for Humanity, and this is the San Fernando Santa Clarita Valleys. Thanks for what you did, breaking ground and doing this over the Independence Day holiday. It's a great time to recognize our veterans, our soldiers. Can you explain to us what was happening on July 5th that will change lives?
Oh, yes. It's so amazing. We broke ground on 56 homes for veterans in Palmdale. We were very excited to have Congressman Steve Knight there, as well as Teresa Gunn from CalVet and LA County Supervisor Catherine Barger. It was an amazing event. We literally took our golden shovels and dug into the ground there to ceremoniously break it. And we will start grading in the next couple of months.
Already. So the grading's starting. And then when do you think is there a projection time?
Yeah, I mean, we broke ground, so we got to start doing work now. usually the homes are done in phases, and they take about 6 months to a year once we start building up.
And when you're building up, you're doing it alongside veterans. They're also helping to build these homes.
Yes. So how the program works is veteran, active duty or not, can apply for a home. Once they qualify, they have to be a low-income family, meet a certain income range, and then they perform 500 hours of sweat equity, helping to build their own home and participating in wraparound services. Those all earn hours towards their home and their completion of the program. The wraparound services include things like financial education, insurance education, home ownership education, as well as therapeutic services for veterans, such as equine and bonsai and therapeutic art workshops that we hold at our My Time Center.
Nice. And so these services also come with your home that you are now helping also to build. And this is called Enriched Neighborhood or Veteran Enriched Neighborhood.
Yes, it's through our amazing sister agency, Homes for Families. We've been working with them for the last 6 years on developing these wraparound services that are specifically catered for veterans. We also measure our results. So when a family moves into their home after completing the 500 hours of sweat equity, we stay with them for at least 3 years afterwards with the services, the wraparound services, and then much longer in some cases. We stay in the communities, if especially here in North Los Angeles, where we have so many veterans, we make sure to stay long term in the community. So we still have veterans in Sylmar and Pacoima that we're still serving from over 10 years ago.
Right, because this also happened in those areas. So
yes, we've built 61 homes in Pacoima and then 12 in Sylmar as a veteran community, and then 78 in Santa Clarita.
Right.
And now we're moving on to 56 in Palmdale.
Wonderful. And the wraparound services really help, because you mentioned sometimes veterans have been in for a while, you know, since they were 18. And so something like financial wraparound services would help because they have not established that on their own.
Right. Yes. You know, when veterans first enlist, they're usually trying to make a better life for themselves. They sign up in order to learn and get the education that they need to be successful in life long term. So they enlist, they serve our country. Tours of duty are actually longer now, so veterans end up staying in longer and serving longer. Their backpacks are heavier now as well.
Wow.
So they come back with more knee and back injuries, which are usually invisible wounds like PTS and TBI. You would never know, and they're good at hiding it too, what they have, back and knee injuries. So our services also account for things like that. Our model, the Enriched Neighborhood, when we build the houses, we also think about what the veterans' needs might be. So in Palmdale, we actually have taken the advice of our veterans and are doing a more open floor plan so they can see all the areas in their home. It's a single story out there, you know, which is something they've told us they really appreciate. And then also their bathroom can be modified their master bathroom so that they can have handrails if they want to. They don't have to because, again, not all veterans have these back and knee issues. Mm-hmm. But they can, if they want to, choose to have a bath only, a tub only, or a shower stall only, so they don't have to step over the bathtub. They can have handrails installed, and they can have a Murphy seat, like a Murphy bed, only mm-hmm. a Murphy seat in the shower, so it doesn't disrupt their spouse, mm-hmm. and they can still use it to sit down if they want to, which I think I could use too sometimes.
Yes. A lot of thought and preparation, and it sounds like work with the veterans went into designing these homes in addition to having the home. So it's one story, and it's open floor plans, and you got input from the veterans.
Yeah, mm-hmm. and we have 3-bedroom and 2 bedrooms available in Palmdale right now.
And land is available in Palmdale, and so that is one of the reasons that this also worked out very well, right?
Yeah, our partnership with the city, another thing our sister organization, Homes for Families, does is they work really well with cities and governments to make stuff like this happen. It takes a team effort, and by all of the people who came out to our groundbreaking ceremony, they know that it takes a team. You know, the city mm-hmm. of Palmdale has worked with us on this project and to make it happen and make it possible for our families.
Yes. And you had a big team out there, right? Including Congressman Steve Knight.
Yeah, yeah. Steve Knight has also been a longtime supporter of our project. And he's a veteran himself. Mm-hmm. So his wife, Lily Knight, actually went over the edge at our event in October last year, mm-hmm. Where she rappelled down the side of the Hilton Universal for our veterans, which was really amazing.
That's
too.
Brave. Yeah. That's another event that you have.
Yes, exactly. Uh-huh. Yeah, that's we'll be having it in October again this year called Over the Edge at the Hilton Universal.
Oh, okay. So Over the Edge through Habitat for Humanity mm-hmm. at Hilton Universal. And so you rappel off the building.
Yes, we do. We rappel off the side. We figured since the veterans have done so many dangerous things for us, maybe we could do a little thing a little bit, not too mm-hmm. dangerous, a little scary for us to support them.
And then the proceeds go back into Habitat for Humanity to help people.
Yeah, 98% of every dollar goes back into building more homes for veterans.
So most of the donations go back in. Do you want to tell us a little bit about Habitat for Humanity also? I know Home Depot was helping with this, right? And Northrop Grumman?
Yeah, so Habitat for Humanity is the builder. We come in and build the actual homes for the veterans. And we do a great job of using our volunteers and our resources to make sure that all of the buildings are new mm-hmm. that we do. And we work with contractors and subcontractors and our relationships with them over the years. With our 12 homes in Sylmar and our 78 in Santa Clarita, we're able to get good partnerships with them. And then we actually raise $56,000 a home that goes directly back into the houses.
Wow.
So we have some of the money is, you know, through sponsorships mm-hmm. and grants and through CalVet, which is providing a large portion of the loans mm-hmm. For the veterans directly.
And CalVet's a big part of this.
Yes.
Yeah. And if people want to help with this or they want to volunteer with Habitat for Humanity, there are plenty of jobs.
Yes. And Tina knows she's been out to volunteer and we worked her very hard, I hear. So we always have plenty of jobs out on the construction site. If anybody would like to help us, we could always use it. Our new site in Palmdale, and we're still finishing the last 24 homes in Santa Clarita mm-hmm. as well. Wow. Mm-hmm. So those homes still need to be built, and mm-hmm. we'll take all the volunteer help we can get. And not just in building the homes, we also need help with our wraparound services. We partner with other organizations who want to help veterans, so we bring those services in a partnership form. So we partner with people like AWBW, Downtown Community Arts Foundations, UCLA, the Focus program there. They come out and they work with us and our veterans directly too.
How are the veterans selected if someone is in need or wants to be part of the program? Is there a process?
Sure. There's a couple of requirements. You can call our office, 818-884-8808, and speak with Cesar. He's our application processor. Fill out the forms just like you would for a loan application. We ask for a few more documents, and then you just have to have an income range. So mm-hmm. you have to be low income. And if you're not sure what that is, just give us a call and we can help you through, you know, talk you through whether or not your income would meet the qualifications. And then you just have to be either a veteran or active duty military.
Right. I wanted to add that veterans bring their skills to these communities. That's another benefit. That's something else that happens.
Now they're advocates for themselves too. Mm-hmm. After going through the program, after going through our home ownership program, they have the skills, they have the assets they need in addition to everything they've already brought back, which is honor, loyalty, and all of those things they learned in the military. Now they have the skills to be civilians as well. Mm-hmm. So they're really an interesting asset for a community and can bring up an entire area if you let them.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. We appreciate their service, what they've done for us, and they deserve the American dream. Most definitely. And what else would you like us to know?
We measure our success rates sort of in a way that we think it's not just numbers or things that show we have attendance rates and things like that, but that shows our success of the program long term. So mm-hmm. we've been measuring for over 12 years now, and we have 0% defaults or foreclosures, 99.9% graduation rates from high school with an average of 3.0 GPAs, mm-hmm. 0% teen pregnancies, household income increased by an average of 19% in homeowners, and they have been employed an average of 7.18 years, and 35% of households have returned to school to further their education.
So a lot of success comes from these programs. We're talking about LA County here, and so you see great results. Thank you, Bridget, for sacrificing, being dedicated. You're going out on Saturdays to help with this build, putting your own energy into it on top of your full-time job that
yes,
you do.
Yes, well, yeah. Veterans will vouch for me that I've been out there on Saturdays as well.
Yeah,
helping,
right.
Trying to lift concrete bags and failing and mixing concrete successfully and just being out there. It's really a fun experience, so I don't mind.
A salute to you and to our heroes, and thank you to Habitat for Humanity and everyone else who helped in this process, and CalVet as well.
Thank you to The Sound for having us, and thank you guys so much for your support of our veterans as well.